Well, my passion has always been to empower my patients with their
Well,
own well-being. I've taught people to acupuncture themselves. I said, if you wanted some needle, and I'd give them needles, but very few would do it. Maybe my migraine sufferers when they couldn't get to me. Here, I show them where to put the needle on their head, LI4 and all that. So I've always probably gave them too much information because I'm trying to empower them. So I feel like Tai Chi Gong is now the icing on the cake. It is the icing on the cake. So what else has changed is I'm getting all my patients to come to Tai Chi Gong as best I can, just of course.
but that's so beautiful because what Matt was saying is that he's got, like you, but people, and I know people in this group know this, but see, there's the higher intelligence that's in the chi. I'm sitting there and I love Master David. He's been phenomenal student, phenomenal teacher in this incarnation, both. He's been phenomenal. That didn't even talk about the genius of his music, because Lord, that's a whole different level, right? But that being said, it's incredible for people to understand the impact that we are having with people's life, that ripples, the ripple effect of how this is happening. Here, by the way, guys, I don't know if y'all see the number of participants. We're at 144 right now. I thought y'all would find that humorous because the llama definitely does. But our job is to find as many of the 144,000 people that Revelation speaks about, that Isaiah alludes to. And that is, we are moving into a season. Now, this season, I know people might think that Advent, we're being reminded of Advent in December, but I want you to pretend that this Advent lasts 33 years, because that's what Jesus and Mary told me this weekend. This is an Advent that's going to last 33 years. It's not going to last for a couple of weeks and Christmas is over. This is only the beginning of this 33 years of Advent. I want everybody to understand what this really means. It means the living Christ being resurrected in every body and taking full bloom. Well, what is a good meaning for that? Well, the show. Step into your power. How is the best way you're going to step into your power if you don't let the living Christ work through you in the fullest capacity,
You
right?
mean like this?
Like that. That's exactly right.
Brother Keith, who's here with us today from Australia, just sent me this. He said, you can use this next time. I said, I didn't say anything to him, but I figured I'm going to put it up there right now.
Amen. That's what you should be
I'm
doing.
going to, we're all family here. I'll change it. You know what I mean? Immediately.
So,
Right.
Dr. Jenny, thank you for sharing that with us, because what he was saying too is that there was a part of him that almost wanted to throw the book of chiropractor away. He was telling him that the Holy Spirit was telling him a different way. Let me give you an example. This llama telling himself, but you remember Shirley MacLaine years ago, who wrote Out on a Limb and Dancing in the Light. She had an acupuncture physician by the name of Chris Grissom from New Mexico. And Chris Grissom was using the needles and doing traditional acupuncture and Out on a Limb. But a couple of years later, Shirley went to her, and Chris Grissom was just pointing at the pressure points, and the energy and light was going into the being. Now, see, that's Shaktipat. That's Shaktipat. That's what Shaktipat is. It's a transmittal of energy from one being to the other. So what's happening is, see, the Holy Spirit always fills all voids, all vacuums, and it's always trying to take us to the next level if sometimes we get out of the way. And the two most important things to get out of the way is birth trauma and death urge. And then get this out of the way. I remember we were filming this weekend and we were doing the chapter on movement with Angela. And she said, "What is the true meaning of the Tao?" And I looked at the microphone and I looked at the camera and they all expected me to say something totally different. And then the Lama said, "Get out of the way." And they all went nuts. The cameraman went nuts. Angela went nuts and said, "Oh my God, that's the perfect answer." Because everybody thinks, you know, we think the Tao is the way, right? The Dharma is the path, but get out of the way. In other words, let God take over. Let the Holy Spirit take over, because you're going to learn the form with Master David, but then the Holy Spirit's going to come into you and show you how to do the form at a whole new level. You're going to do the figure eight, but you got to do something to standardize the teaching of class. But when you're home self-practice, energy is going to get a hold of you and do a whole different figure eight. Energy is going to get a hold of you and do a whole different body twist. And when you see one day when we have our live events and you see the Lama do the sword dance and the bow dance and I do iron shirt qigong, you're going to know for something that Holy Spirit's just completely overtaken the Lama. Look at him, you know, and that's what you want to happen. And that's what I wanted to speak to, sister.